I don't know that Fish and Game was ready for this meeting, wanting to have a meeting this early of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. But it's too long of a stretch from the time it closed on May 20th to the time it opens on June 12th for people not to have some kind of opportunity, regardless of there's hook and line, there's this beach seining, which nobody ever has done around here, there's dip netting that was just introduced yesterday. We still felt that the main pulse of fish that we want to get upriver, the king salmon to get upriver, there's such low numbers, it's not going to hurt our conservation efforts of kings to give people an opportunity to get fresh food on the table for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A lot of people weren't feeling good about 4-inch mesh because people in the past 2 years have been using 4-inch mesh, making 4-inch mesh to target kings. There have been some abuse. So the Working Group and Intertribal Fish Commission felt strongly about the use of 4-inch mesh being used to target fish, that there were king salmon, more mortality. But for generations, we've used 4-inch mesh to catch whitefish and sheafish early on, before the main pulse of kings move in. And so that being said, no, we do not want people to use 4-inch mesh targeting salmon by voting for this motion, 72-hour opener to get fresh food on the table. We want that 4-inch mesh to get whitefish and sheafish and to let any kings in your 4-inch mesh go. It's very specific. No 4-inch mesh along closing off the mouths of rivers. It has to be set. No drifting. It has to be set to the bank. And then checked. You should check it every day. And if they go with 72, if they go with 48, the managers, you put it in, you get it out.
We heard a lot of very colorful comments from people calling in today. Can you just give me a sense of some of the comments that people were responding to this with?
I think all of us that grew up and have spent our whole lives on this river, there's so much pain and emotion when we're denied and we're deprived of this subsistence activity that we always look forward to. We're always getting ready for. We're getting ready to fill our smokehouses and our fish racks and our freezers for next winter. And right now, there's so much pain and frustration.
Now, a lot of people that called in felt like this was just a Band-Aid on a larger problem of subsistence fishing.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
We're working every year, all year long, on solutions to make sure that not just the king salmon, all fish species are managed in a way that we feed our stomachs today, but there's food to feed our people in future generations, way after we're all gone.
Well, Bev, thank you so much.